armoured government vehicles have ploughed into opposition protesters in Venezuela after the opposition leader called for an armed uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. Juan Guaido has described himself as interim president since January after sham elections and has been backed by dozens of countries, including the US and Australia. In a video message flanked by soldiers, he says the definitive end of the usurpation starts today in what the Maduro administration has called an attempted coup. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Live fire on the streets of Caracas. There have been dramatic scenes as masked protesters faced off with pro-government troops. Rocks and bricks have been thrown, water cannons and tear gas deployed, and armed military vehicles have ploughed into crowds of opposition supporters. Some members of the military have defected to support Juan Guaido, who made a public statement from a military base flanked by soldiers. But it's unclear how deep Guaido's military support runs. He's called on the armed forces to rise up against the Maduro government before, but the setting this time is different. He was flanked by high-profile opposition activist Leopoldo Lopez, released from house arrest, presumably by sympathetic guards. National guardsmen wearing blue armbands marking their support for him are out on the streets. Juan Guaido's representative in Washington, Carlos Vecchio, told me the opposition movement will succeed.
We have been on the streets since January. We will continue to doing that. And President Guaido has activated the Operación Libertad, the Freedom Operation, and that will continue through the hours and days. So it's not, again, it's not a single event. If they arrest Juan Guaido, the people of Venezuela will stay on the streets. So the majority of Venezuela are looking for a change, and that change will come. They won't be able to stop it. I mean, in my view, Maduro is the past. He's not governing. He's surviving in power. He's not able to provide water, electricity to our people. So it's a matter of time.
The Venezuelan military has put down coups before. Do you think that Juan Guaido has enough support within the military to make this happen?
He has a strong support from the people and the military force. The majority of them, they are Venezuelans. They are not aliens. They are suffering the same thing that ordinary people are suffering. And at the end of the day, they will be with us, supporting our constitution and this transitional process.
More than 60 countries have backed Guaido as interim leader, including Australia and the United States, which has thrown its wholehearted support behind today's action.
I hope this is enough to tip Maduro out of power.
National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The president wants to see a peaceful transfer of power from Maduro to Guaido.
The Maduro administration says it's moving to put down a coup attempt by a group of traitors and continues to have the support of the military, which it says is operating normally. Juan Guaido has urged people to stay on the streets to maintain momentum for change. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.